This is Wealth with Purpose with Alex Cook.
You're tuned into Wealth with Purpose, the show that's all about helping you take control of your finances and live a life of greater freedom, generosity, and purpose. I'm your host, Shane Holstein, and I'm sitting down with financial expert Alex Cook, who is the CEO and founder of Wealth with Purpose. Alex will be sharing practical tips, inspiring stories, and biblical insights to guide you on your financial journey. Alex Cook, thank you so much for your time today.
Pleasure, Shane. Great to be with you.
We are starting a two-week series on tax. The topic, how to reduce your tax ethically whilst honouring God. What is the biblical approach to paying taxes?
Yes, so it's important to look at because most of us would like to pay a bit less tax, but we need to do it obviously legally, ethically, and biblically. So look, there's probably two Bible passages that I would draw people to, many that they would have heard. So the first one is from Romans chapter 13, where it says, this is also why you pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing. Give to everyone what you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. So that's the first one, and I'm sure people have heard that one. And possibly even a more well-known one is from Matthew 22, verses 15 to 21, or I'll just quote probably the best known part of it. And this is a story where Pharisees are trying to trap Jesus, and they're trying to see if he thinks he should pay tax or not. He says to them, give back to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. So they're probably the two, I think, probably best known verses in relation to taxation. But what it does, it really draws out a couple of key principles. And the first thing is that government is in place as a God-ordained authority. Now, I appreciate that many people will think, I don't always agree with what the government does. And I think probably in the Western world, we see a rise of unhappiness and probably a lot of people starting to think that way. But the reality is that, the Bible's clear that taxes are an important thing that we must pay to honour the authorities that God has put into place. And I think there's also that classic love your neighbour approach as well, through the support of public services, because obviously our taxes go towards things like roads and hospitals and all sorts of things that, sometimes we don't think about or we take for granted. But the reality, those things are in place. So I think in that sense, it's important to do that. Now, that doesn't mean we have to pay more tax than what we should. It just means that we need to be obedient to the law and pay taxes appropriately. And I would argue that a good steward would engage in what I would call proper tax planning out of a desire to honour God through wise resource management. We've got to be wise with what God puts in our hands. And in that sense, you shouldn't pay more than you have to either. You should pay what you're legally obliged to pay. And really, this is ultimately, in many ways, anything to do with money is a heart issue. And we need to be people of integrity. There's lots of passages that allude to that in scripture. If we took one like Proverbs, where it says dishonest scales are an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. So God delights in us being people of integrity. And of course, the last thing we want to see in the church is more scandals. There's been lots of scandals over the last 5-10 years, particularly obviously in the US, but we don't want to see any more of these kind of financial scandals. And I think, there's just a number of biblical principles, being faithful with a little. God can't trust us with a lot if we're not faithful with a little. And we need to be people of excellence. So when we do things like our tax returns, etc., we should be diligent. We should be doing things properly. So I think there's some probably, useful principles for people to, think through.
That's some great advice there, Alex. So, Alex, what's the difference between tax avoidance and tax evasion from a Christian ethical standpoint, and where should believers draw moral lines?
These are really important legal distinctions. So tax evasion is illegal, and it's where people are deliberately engaging in deception against the tax authority. So, for example, they might be hiding income. They may be claiming false deductions. or providing misleading information to the tax office. So these are wrong both legally, but also they're wrong biblically, because we're not being honest and having integrity. And of course, there are consequences if you engage in this sort of behaviour as well, with legal penalties and fines, and of course, the worst case, imprisonment. Tax avoidance, on the other hand, is quite different, and it's essentially where you structure your affairs legally to minimise your tax within the boundaries of the law. And it's recognised by tax authorities that you have a legal right to structure your affairs in such a way to minimise your tax, so long as it's within the constraints of the law. And I think this is where, we want to not only obey the law, but also obey the spirit of the law and the intent of what it's, trying to achieve. But as I say, it is perfectly reasonable to minimise your tax in ways that are legal. And I would argue that that's also good stewardship. God's entrusted you with resources. You don't want to throw those resources into a sinkhole by paying more than you have to. So to me, tax planning is a sensible approach, so long as we're doing it from a heart of stewardship, where we think, we realise it's actually God's money that we're managing, and we are trying to be people of integrity. When you're managing God's money, not your own, there's an onus on us to do the right thing.
Some great advice there. Alex Cook is the CEO and founder of Wealth with Purpose. He joins me today. We're talking about things to do with tax. So, Alex, are there legitimate tax strategies that align with Christian principles of honesty and integrity while still being good stewards of our resources?
The good news is absolutely. And probably the first point I'd say here is, to me, I always encourage people to get proper advice. So whether it's from a tax agent or an accountant, and financial planners as well provide a lot of what we call incidental tax advice. So to me, getting advice about what is available to you is very sensible, because generally when it comes to things with money, and particularly tax, because tax can be complicated, you don't know what you don't know. And so that's your first principle there. But the good news is there's all sorts of things that you can do. Now, if you talk about retirement planning, for example, Australia has a wonderful superannuation system that allows you to claim tax deductions on certain types of super contributions up to limits. So, you've got to research and look at the limits. And there's strategies like spouse contributions and downsizer contributions, and there's the government co-contribution. So there's all these types of things where having a reasonable understanding of a superannuation system can give you a reduction legitimately in your tax. There may also be education deductions. If you're spending money on self-education to further your career and, grow your income, then there can be legitimate expenses there. Probably another common one is income splitting between couples. Maybe one partner is the breadwinner and earns the most money. The other one either works part-time or not at all. And as a result of that, the incomes are widely apart. So it's often wise to have the assets, if you like, in the name of the low-income spouse. So any return that's generated goes to the low-income spouse rather than the high-income spouse. If you look at insurance, a lot of Australians aren't aware that things like income protection insurance, those things are, the premiums are generally tax deductible. Running your your insurances like life cover and things like that through super attracts a 15% tax rebate, so that's often very good. If you're involved in either property investment or share investment, generally those investment loans are tax deductible because those loans are used to generate assessable income. In fact, if you've got property, you may be eligible for depreciation deductions as well. So there's all sorts of things. And of course, even with investing, how you structure investments, such as whose name they're in or what entity they're in, as well as timing decisions, will also affect it as well. And then the other one, of course, is small business owners. Many small business owners are able to take advantage of the way they structure their affairs through legitimate deductions of their business expenses and so forth. So there's a lot that can be done. So even though I think taxation may seem very complicated, just doing a bit of basic learning on the principles behind it, I think, is really important. But there's no, in my view, there's no substitute for getting good quality advice from a tax agent or an accountant, or, as I say, to some extent, a financial planner as well. And that will help you to, you know, be a good steward, to do things legally, and to be able to understand the system so that you can not pay more tax than you have to.
So, Alex, finally, where can people go to get extra help?
Yeah, our website, Wealth with Purpose, has lots of resources in this regard. In fact, we've actually just released a new ebook on the 25 ways to reduce your taxes ethically and whilst honouring God. So wealthwithpurpose.com is the place to go for these kinds of resources to help you with your finances and doing them biblically.
Alex Cook, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure, Shane. Great to be with you.
Alex Cook, the CEO and founder of Wealth with Purpose.